Good morning, and welcome to St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue, New York. My name is Carl Turner, and I am the rector of St. Thomas. For over 200 years, St. Thomas has been an oasis of prayer and a beacon of hope in the middle of Manhattan with its unique choir school. All this week on Daily Service, we are marking the 25th anniversary of the attacks on September the 11th, 2001. 25 years ago, a service was held here to commemorate the British and Commonwealth victims. The memorial in our church for the victims of 9/11 is inscribed with words of Queen Elizabeth II from a letter she gave to the Prime Minister to read at the service. Grief is the price we pay for love. 25 years on, in spite of that grief, we gather in hope. Our first hymn is sung for us by the St. Thomas Consort, "When Christ Was Lifted from the Earth." Twenty-five years ago, the faces of so many people were covered with dust and ash as the Twin Towers fell in New York. In the book of Revelation, God gently consoles those who are hurting.
"For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
I'm joined now by parishioner Robbie Gianetta, who was a police officer working with NYPD on September the 11th, 2001. Robbie, you and so many others worked tirelessly at Ground Zero, which was known by first responders as the Pit. Tell us about your involvement.
Boy, there's, I guess, just so many stories. The day I went down there, one of the days that I'd gone down there, I guess it's sort of fixated in my mind to this day. I was in the pit, as they called it, and I was working with a gentleman who had a dog, and they were actually looking for human, you know, people that were alive. They could smell it, you know. And what was happening was we were just finding pieces of people. And it was difficult. It was, you know, they weren't finding anybody alive. And at some point, you know, you'd have to cheer up the animals.
Cheer up the animals?
Yeah. They were getting depressed, you know. Mm-hmm. People could put on good faces, but, you know, you see it in their face, you see it in their eyes. So at some point, we started playing ball with the dog. And I remember people looking at us like, you know, "Robbie, what are you doing?" I said, The dog is getting depressed. You know, you have to cheer it up. It's not finding. It's not finding anybody alive. It's, you know. So this is what we. This is what we have to do.
How did you and your fellow workers, you know, in NYPD and the fire department actually deal with your own anguish, your own depression, your own grief?
The way to look at it is, you saw the worst of what humanity can do. And then you left there, and you went home, and you're in the car, and there were people on the West Side Highway cheering you on.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Like, it uplifted you.
Yeah.
It really did. It was the worst of humanity and the best of humanity. You know, the people here at St. Thomas, so many parishioners opened their doors to me. I lived 50 miles away, and we were doing 12, 16-hour tours, you know, at that time, you know, downtown.
So the church became part of your life in a big way then?
You know, I actually slept here many nights the third floor.
Really?
Yeah, of this church, you know, just because it was just long days, you know. And I think one of the other places, we found a sanctuary in a candle store that was in Battery Park City. And the smell down there wasn't just awful. And I'm in this candle store, and I start lighting the candles, and I think my sergeant at the time goes, "What the heck are you doing?" You know, I said, "I'm lighting the candles." You know, I said, it ended up being one of the big sanctuaries for police officers to come into, just to get away from that.
From the smell.
From the smell.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us pray for all who still suffer as a result of the terrorist attacks 25 years ago. For the first responders who are ill because they worked so diligently at Ground Zero. For all who have died since 9/11, especially the members of the police department and the fire department of New York. And for the British and Commonwealth victims remembered among all the victims at the memorial in this church. God, the compassionate one, whose loving care extends to all the world, we remember this day your children of many nations and many faiths whose lives were cut short by the fierce flames of anger and hatred. Console those who continue to suffer and grieve, and give them comfort and hope as they look to the future. Amen. We sum up all our prayers and petitions in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our final hymn is I Cannot Tell, sung for us by the St. Thomas Consort.